Welcome to Trademark Bites Bakery. I'm Sterling, and if you want a cake or bread or...
Hey!
Oh, Sig, what a surprise.
Don't give me that. Do you know how much time we had to spend cleaning up your little mess? We had to shut down for 2 weeks so I could learn JavaScript. Do you even know what JavaScript is? Of course you don't. I barely know what it is, and I've been staring at code for the past 2 weeks.
Clearly you're agitated. Perhaps a nice slice of cake will make you feel better.
Are you kidding me? I'm not eating anything from you. That's how things got messed up in the first place. And even if getting my soul ripped out of my body again wasn't on the table, I still wouldn't eat anything from here.
Well, now you're just being rude.
Look, Sterling, you've made your point. But if you keep doing this, you're going to hurt someone eventually. You can't just throw around magic like that. It's dangerous. You have to shut this place down.
Can't, I'm afraid. I'm far too busy, and you know how passionate I am about... baking.
You literally couldn't even say that with a straight face.
Of course, if I had more pressing things to attend to, say, a long overdue battle with my sworn rival, then maybe I could be persuaded to hang up my...
Is the word you're searching for apron?
Is that what you call it?
Okay, fine. If I sword fight you, will you promise to shut this place down permanently?
Those terms are acceptable, but you must attempt to best me by your own hand, and no using magic to help you win.
Says the guy who hired a witch to put spells in his batter.
I didn't hear a yes.
Yes, all right? You, me, tomorrow behind my bakery after hours. And then I never want to see you holding a rolling pin ever again. Why did I agree to this fight? This was a terrible idea. This is what happens after I spend 2 weeks in your body. I get all impulsive.
I would be offended by that, but this is totally something I would do.
Though Sterling is an efficient baker, small business owner, and general person, he is an adequate swordsman. I do not think you have much chance of besting him.
I don't care about besting him. Me winning isn't a condition of him shutting down his bakery.
Then what's the big deal? Just lose and you'll be done with him.
Hello? This isn't just some game of hopscotch. It's a sword fight. I don't care about winning, but I do care about keeping all of my blood inside my body. That's my favorite place for my blood to be.
You don't think he'd try to seriously hurt you on purpose, do you?
Well, he's not exactly known for his subtlety and self-control.
Sterling has long felt confined to your shadow. I fear that he may see this as an opportunity to remedy this perceived injustice.
This is all about that dumb prophecy, right? How does it go again?
Always silver, never gold. Always princely, never king. Shake the shadow's looming hold, else endure its painful sting.
Right. That doesn't sound too bad. Nothing about the world immolating or eternal night. Can't you figure out a way around it? That's what you always do.
That only works when the other person is willing to work with me. The only way he knows how to solve a problem is by running at it with something pointy.
Gotcha. Well, if you're worried, I can try to find a spell that will help you out.
Thanks, but I promised I wouldn't.
I would offer to take care of him myself, but I suspect that, as usual, it would not be an acceptable solution for you. And regardless, Sunny's presence would make it more difficult than I would prefer.
Sig?
Huh? Oh, Isadora, you're here.
Yes. Hello, all. I got B's message, though it may not have come through correctly because it sounded like you wanted me to train you for a sword fight.
No, that's what the message said.
Sig has accepted a duel with Sterling.
I'm sorry. You did what? What on earth possessed you to do that?
Okay, first of all, ow. Not loving the lack of support.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's just so unlike you.
I know, but it was the only way to get him to stop desecrating the art of baking. you're the best swordswoman I know, so I was hoping you could give me some pointers. Pun not intended.
Of course. I know you're very capable, and I'm sure that after several months of daily training...
So here's the thing. The duel is tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Sig, I can't train you to be a competent swordsman by tomorrow, let alone a proficient one. You know that. That's the first conversation we ever had. That's why you gave me this sword.
Oh, don't worry. I know. I didn't call you to help me win. I want you to help me lose. Is it almost time? This feels strange. I'd like to get this over with.
Don't worry. You'll do great. Oh, you have crumbs on your face. Let me get that.
Oh, do I? Thanks.
They are arriving.
Really? You needed to do scary dark magic teleportation? You couldn't just walk here? Your bakery is like 10 minutes away.
And that's why you got a C in drama.
Happy. Sunny.
Get a room, you guys.
Looks like everyone's here, and... Oh, Queen Isadora! Your Majesty, what a surprise! I wasn't expecting to see someone of your magnificence here at Sig's lowly bakery.
For your information, I am an excellent baker, and the Amaranthian royal family wouldn't appreciate you insulting my bakery.
He's right, you know. And also stop bowing, it's weird.
Of course, I didn't mean to offend.
Can we get this show on the road? I'm so bored, I could drink hemlock.
Excuse me?
What is that smell?
It must be my perfume. Amaranthian specialty. Anywho, we should probably get this jewel thing out of the way, right? I can officiate, since I've done so many of these before. First get the other to drop their sword wins. That's fair, right? What am I saying? Of course I'm right.
It's time to end this, once and for all.
Let's.
3, 2, 1... Duel!
What? Hey! You disarmed me.
Oh my God, Sig! That's the coolest you've ever looked!
Isadora, that wasn't the plan!
I'm sorry. Force of habit. And his form was so poor, I couldn't help it.
Ah, that was the smell. Cinnamon.
Whoa. You made cinnamon rolls to switch bodies and cheat? Didn't think you had it in you, Toad.
You used magic to win? That was expressly against the rules.
I didn't use magic to try to win.
Ow!
Ugh. Did it wear off? Are you two back in your right bodies?
Oh, yes.
Ugh. Same here. And, like I was saying, we didn't switch bodies so I could win. I asked her to switch bodies with me so that I wouldn't get hurt when I lost. I figured she could take a convincing dive without accidentally getting my spleen stabbed, but, I guess that's on me for recruiting the best knight in the Queen's Guard to help me lose.
Again. So sorry.
And, for the record, I didn't actually break any rules. You said I had to fight you with my own hands and that I couldn't use magic to help me win. Those were my own hands, and I was trying to use magic to help me lose.
Again with this verbal trickery! You're a coward who refuses to face any problem head on! I refuse to allow my fate to be bound to yours any longer!
Whoa, Sterling. The duel is over. Put the sword down.
You had your chance to defend yourself, and you threw it away! I'm done being chivalrous!
Sterling, I get it. Being stuck under a prophecy is the worst, but you don't have to let it take over your life. Just put the sword down and we can-
No! No talking! I'm sick of talking to you! I've had it! If I can't beat you, I'll end you right now. Then there won't be any doubt about which of us is truly... Oh, why did it get so dark all of a sudden?
Dragon, get behind me.
Wait, wait, wait! Don't slay him!
Delphine?
You know the woman on the dragon?
Yes. He and his friends helped me out with a problem a few months ago. I wanted to visit to say thank you, but when I looked down, I saw that man trying to stab Sig, so I told Maxwell to deal with it. Was I wrong? Was he your friend?
Definitely not.
I'm sorry. The dragon has a name, and you are riding a dragon. They are not subtle. Why didn't we see you coming?
I used a cloaking spell B taught me.
You got it working? That's awesome!
Yes. Thanks again. It's much easier to travel with him that way. People tend to get very frightened when they see a dragon-shaped shadow suddenly appear under them.
Oh!
What is it?
Shake the shadow's looming hold, else endure its painful sting. This whole time it was a literal shadow. He really should have listened to me.
I feel like painful sting is kind of underselling getting chomped to death by a dragon.
You're going to get a C in magizoology, too. Dragons don't chomp. They swallow their prey whole.
Okay, but is that better? He's still super dead.
He is not. I still have business with him. As he passed through the dragon's digestive tract, I transported him to the abyss. It is time for me to collect on my end of our bargain.
Oh, you're going to the abyss. Can I come? I've heard it's an absolute cesspit.
As a human, it is unlikely you'd be able to withstand traveling to the abyss without losing your mind.
Okay. And?
I do not think my superiors would object to me condemning another mortal soul to the abyss.
Then let's party. I'm not getting any younger.
Huh. Morrigan in the abyss. I can't tell if that's a bad thing for us or a bad thing for the abyss.
I just want to be absolutely clear. You don't want me to slay this dragon.
No, no. His name is Maxwell, and he's... He's a good boy.
Aww, I told you!
In that case, my apologies for threatening your... pet?
Pet slash familiar slash best friend. And no worries, I know he makes a strong first impression.
I feel like I should be more freaked out by what just happened, but Sterling did just have me at sword point, so... Does everyone want to go inside for pie?
Ooh, yes please.
Oh, I know an enlarging spell so Maxwell can have a dragon-sized slice!
Do you have meat pies? I don't know if he'll go for sweets.
Believe me. He will go for these sweets. I don't care if he is a dragon.
If he does not care for sweets, there are some aberrant recipes he might enjoy.
We are not feeding the dragon despair cookies, Happy. Episode 6, Mightier Than the Sword, was written and directed by Destiny Howell, with sound design by Brad Colebrook and theme music by Lawrence Owen. Starring the voice talents of Wes Haas as Sig, Carson Otto as Happy, and Sarah Ruth Thomas as Bee. Featuring Briar Zachary as Queen Isadora, Jack Malbin as Sterling, Katie Marie as Morrigan, Dylan Duck as Sunny, and Sneha Kumar as Princess Delphine. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave us a review and subscribe. You can find us online at noadventurespod.com or at our Twitter at noadventurespod for extras, transcripts, and absolutely no adventures.
Just so you know, we all totally would have gotten Sterling for you if Delphine didn't beat us to it. I had a petrification spell all ready to go.
And I am always prepared with aberrant fire.
I was just going to disarm him. But I was prepared to use lethal force if necessary.
I'm starting to think Sterling got off easy with the dragon.
Sanguis populi, the blood of the people, the dark protectors of the hidden city of Azeroth, deep within the illusory forest, familiar with death. As they have eluded it, they are called upon for a desperate task. Slaying a creature from the great beyond. Blythe.
This might not be easy, being surrounded by death. I don't understand how they can do it.
Elvira.
Someone must watch the bodies, and none do so as diligently.
Swan.
Into action so fast. I love when we get to go out.
It came from the sky. This great, pale monstrosity.
You just had to sate your hunger. You couldn't have saved it for the beasts.
I prefer the gratuity.
Vampirism is not immortality. It only prolongs the inevitable. Is this the end for Sanguis Populi? Blood in the snow. A tale yet told. Halloween 2025.
Sorceress, lower the barrier for just a moment. Sanguis Populi departs.
Listen to Tale Is Yet Told wherever you get your podcasts. Ha ha ha.